Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before members of the Senate Banking Committee today on the state of the U.S. economy.
While we view current economic conditions as healthy and the economic outlook as favorable, over the past few months, we have seen some cross currents and conflicting signals.
Those words, including cross currents and conflicting signals, are widely scrutinized for clues about the economic outlook and the direction of interest rates in the near future. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
So you're one of those who does the scrutinizing, Mike. What is your takeaway from the Fed chair's testimony today?
Well, Jerome Powell has gained a lot of attention in recent months for basically changing his views on the economy and how the Fed should react. So my main takeaway is that today his remarks seem to indicate that his thinking hasn't really changed much since the same message he delivered at the Fed meeting in January. And that is, like you said, that the economy is still doing fine. He noted that wages have moved up. But there are some economic data points that have softened a bit and been disappointing to economists because of what he called these crosswinds, which are things like uncertainty over Brexit, uncertainty over the trade talks, the government shutdown, and a bit of an economic slowdown in Europe and China. So it's clear he's holding firm in this belief that the economy seems like it's okay, but there are some threats to it that are worth monitoring for the time being.
Many investors listen for hints about when the next interest rate hikes will come. We heard Chairman Powell describe the Fed's approach on that as patient. How are you and how is Wall Street translating that?
Wall Street's handling it very well. They're sort of interpreting it as the status quo. You know, money markets are pricing in basically no more interest rate hikes this year. What's interesting is there's a bit of a division among some of the members of the Fed. Some of them believe that if the economic data does firm up a little bit, that they should go ahead and resume interest rate increases later this year, while a few others would actually like to see inflation go above the Fed's target of 2% for a little while before they are comfortable to hike rates further. So Jerome Powell didn't really tip his hand indicating which side he's on. It kind of seems like he's in the middle waiting to see how the data unfolds before he commits to one path or the other.
We heard criticism. Elizabeth Warren, who's running for president, had criticism for the Fed. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio, who's considering a run, was the first to speak, and he spoke quite frequently, sharply critical of the Fed's handling of the 2008 financial crisis during the hearing. Let's hear from him.
Ignoring working families was a policy failure then. It's a policy failure now.
Briefly, what is the criticism about these days?
Well, remember, these politicians a lot of times like to use these opportunities when the TV cameras are rolling to sort of make a political point rather than ask the most useful questions of the Fed chairman. And it's true of politicians on both sides of the party. Sherrod Brown also asked Powell if he agrees with Janet Yellen's remarks, which were on the Marketplace program, where she said she wasn't sure President Trump understood the economy and the Fed's role in it. And, you know, Powell very gracefully ducked that question and declined comment. Probably a good idea on his part.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.